99.3 The Vine. Well, check it out. As promised, it's my friend Drew. What's up, Drew?
What's up? Thanks for having me in, Bob.
Of course, from Napa Valley Paddle. Of course, the last time Drew and I were hanging out, I went for the bioluminescence tour with him, and let's just say it was epic.
Yeah, it's in. We're back at it this weekend. Three of them sold out Friday, Saturday, Sunday. New moon in Tomales Bay. So,
ooh, nice and dark. New moon.
Everything looks like the stars are aligned, so it should be pretty good out there.
Yeah, I know that. That last one you did, they were sparkling as you were leaving the launch. Whereas normally we have to get to the other side to the dark wall and everything, we find it over there. But you were like paddling in it the whole time.
Yeah, it started lighting up 100 yards from the ramp. So it's lit up. There is a lot. It's the warmest time of the year. That water is as warm as it gets.
Right.
And I think that, but it's still mysterious, you know. Even the scientists don't know a lot about it. And they do, but there's still a lot to be learned.
Yeah, and no matter what, it blows our mind.
Bottom line.
It's our Northern Lights. It's like trippy. How do you explain it? Well, the scientists can, but if you're sitting there looking at it, you go, looks like magic to me.
That's right. It's right? Magic.
It's just magic. There's no other way to put it. It's just something you can't buy it. You can't. It's all timing. That's it. Right. And having somebody with enough kayaks to get you out there so you don't have to spend $5,000 to go see bioluminescence.
That's right.
Just go see Drew at Napa Valley Paddle, and he'll meet you. You meet him out there. Everybody drives out there, and bring out like three trailers full and a motorhome. That's a lot of production to get one paddle on.
It almost feels like it's a band, a traveling Wilburys.
Yeah, it's definitely a traveling circus for sure. There's a lot of stuff that goes into you just getting into a kayak and paddling out. Drew does all that work, so... if you need something special, go for that bio before it's over. We only got another month of it.
One more, yeah. And you can show up early in Nick's Cove, oysters and clam chowder.
Some chowder. I like the bowl of chowder myself. Just get a loaf and a bowl. I'm good. Right?
Yeah.
So when it's either going out or coming back. I mean, it's even better coming back because then you're all cold.
I know. They've been closing early these days, though. You gotta get, I don't know, last couple days they're closing down.
Were they?
Like 9, yeah. We get back a little later than that.
Well, there you go. Well, okay, now I've talked enough about how stoked I am about your bioluminescence tour. What do you want to talk about today?
I want to talk about the steepness of Napa Valley. How steep. It's steep. We've been hearing steep, 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 you know? I mean, it's expensive to live.
You mean like
Stag's
Leap? Oh, you mean money. Well, I was thinking you meant the valley. Like Stag's Leap, it's steep.
Well, and it's been in the, you know, lately this John Bond somebody... The Chronicle been writing it up, not for ordinary people anymore, you know. So, like, look, it's expensive to save the planet, you know. I mean, we have this river. It's a steep valley is where I'm trying to go with that. It's a steep valley itself. And it's a bit of a stretch here, but the elevation drops 340 feet from Calistoga to Carneros. All
right. Right.
And so the floodwaters rage, man. They rip down that valley and ultimately settle in Carneros with all the ducks, you know. But my point is that, you know, we put our money where our mouth is in Napa. And
PCB free.
It's cleaned up. It's a beautiful river now.
Right.
And everybody, you know, just because it's expensive to get a room a few months out of the year.
You know, that's what I was going to say is if you come during harvest and you want to get a room, that's like going during the Super Bowl. So you're gonna pay some more money because we are a world destination. So it's, you know, what the market will bear. And people are flying in from, you know, from Japan and Europe and you name it. Across the globe, we are the number one adult tourist destination on the planet. So, yeah, time it. Come in January when the vines are like, you know, there's nothing on them. It's just a vine.
Exactly. And you can get on a kayak for $40, you know.
Yes.
And explore it on your own. And we can get you a guide. I mean, there's endless hiking trails and paddling opportunities here.
And that's not expensive.
You might not be able to camp. Yeah, you can go to, there might be not be a campground, but, I mean, it's a, you know, we put our money where our mouth is. That's what my point is. But, you know, I was thinking about that article and then, you know, thinking about, you know, the valley itself and the river. And the flight of the American white pelicans, which ride that elevation every day. down. It's downhill. I guess what I'm trying to say is this valley is steeper than you imagine. You know, 340 feet.
That's new to me. I didn't know that, Drew.
From Calistoga to Carneros. From
Carneros Flats drops 342 feet in elevation.
Yeah. Calistoga is 348 feet in elevation. Carneros is 7.
Right.
And so it's... And it moves quick, but those white pelicans that live down by us,
oh yeah,
they ride it, man. They ride that every day, yeah. You know. So they get up, they ride that tailwind, they ride the thermal up a couple thousand feet, and then just point their beaks up valley and glide, ride the thermal, glide, and they get all the way up to. Sometimes they'll fish in Hennessy. Sometimes they'll get up to Lake County. It's a 90-mile round trip.
And they do this in a day.
And they do it in
Drew
every
likes
day.
Drew likes studying the birds, man. I tell you what, he's taught me about the birds. Because I see them every day, but I didn't realize, oh, no, there's this family and that family, and they leave the valley, and then they come back. And I'm like, wait, now I can actually see them. And, yeah. You know, they pull over. I get them on the morning, standing on the pilings, and they'll put their wings out to dry first thing in the morning. I wake up to that. They'll stand on the top of the piling, wings spread, going, oh, here comes the sun. Let's dry my little wings. Because apparently they're about to grab a thermal and head up to Calistoga.
Yeah, and then the white pelicans do that. I mean, there's only 60. They're super rare. They live right down here in Carneros.
Yep, they're there.
There's only 60 colonies. They nest in southern Utah. I mean, they're one of the heaviest soaring birds on the planet. 10-foot weak wingspan. There's 150 of them down there, 200 of them down there, and they ride that elevation every day. It's downhill, you know, so it's fun to watch. They ride that thermal and glide right back to, you know, right back to the marsh every day.
Look at that. See, I thought we were talking about pelicans. Here we are learning about, or talking about paddling, and now we're learning about pelicans and
the
heron and
the steepness
and
of
the
Napa.
The steepness of the valley. Because it's not, if you know how to do it, just drive up for the day. If you want to come up during harvest, come up for the day. Yeah. It's like a Bay Area thing. Just drive up, and then you can drive home. Just don't get hammered. See, that's the point, is if you want to get, you know, then you got to stay. Or you could take a car, you know, take a car from the city, whatever you want to do. Just keep it safe, but come see us. It's not as bad as they make it out to be. But during harvest, well, you want to come during the Super Bowl, well, then get ready to shell out.
Yeah, the collectors are in town. I mean, you know,
everybody's
international
in town.
Set.
Right. So it's just part of it. Welcome to the Napa Valley, the number one adult tourist destination on the
come
planet.
Come paddle, though, man. You got to check
paddle,
it out.
$40. See, what Drew's saying is we have things you can do that don't cost a lot of money.
Yeah.
Paddling is one of them. You can have lunch or dinner. You don't have to, you know. I mean, of course, you might want to when you're here, but yeah.
Come so, see where the, you know, $200 bottle of Cabernet, you know. Come see where the money's going. Is it? It's fixed. I mean, it's a gore. There's sea lions in the river today.
Exactly.
Steelhead are running right now. Come check it out.
Nice. Thanks for stopping by, Drew. Always
Thank
good
you.
To see you.